How are you? God bless you. Come over here for a minute. Yeah, we're the good guys. I want to give you this.
On the sidewalk in front of the clinic Southwest Women's Options, a group of abortion opponents are pacing, holding signs, and doing their best to intercept anyone going inside. Lorenzo Espinoza and the five other volunteers here today are from a local group called Project Defending Life.
If we're out here every day, you know, one or two people out of maybe 10 or 15 or 20 will take the literature.
In many American cities, scenes like this happen all the time outside of abortion clinics. But today, these pro-lifers aren't the only ones patrolling the sidewalks. This week, a group of pro-choice organizations is sending out their own team of legal observers.
Hey, Brooke, it's Joan. So once they left UNM, did they go downtown? Have they gone to any of the clinics? Okay. All right. We'll see you about 5 o'clock.
Joan Sanford is with the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, one of the groups organizing the observer effort.
So our volunteers are going out in teams, and they will just monitor and watch and record anything that just doesn't seem safe. And our priority is for the patients and the clinic staff, the doctors, nurses, other counselors.
Basically, they're making sure the protesters follow city laws, and if they don't, they call in the authorities.
We have young women, we have older women, we have men volunteering, and they all they're just so committed to justice for women and for families, and they just said, you know, not in my town. This is not going to happen. I want my friends, my family, and people we love to make sure they can get the health care that they need.
But their presence wasn't exactly welcomed by the pro-life group at Southwest Women's Options.
So these are the people that are from out of state. Are you from Colorado, ma'am?
And they don't talk.
It's an intimidation. It's a type of intimidation when somebody is sticking out their camera and watching you. They're here trying to catch us and doing something evil or wrong on the sidewalk when the real issue is right inside there. So we're not going to murder any children. We're not going to hurt any women.
Tensions are especially high this week, with accusations on both sides that their ideological opponents are bringing in out-of-staters to boost their numbers. The reason is that three major anti-abortion groups are hosting an activist training camp here, and together they've turned Albuquerque into an abortion battleground of sorts.
How do y'all feel about late-term abortion? It's legal up to 9 months in Albuquerque.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. Yeah.
9 months, Albuquerque.
Throughout the week, activists from the training camp staged protests in locations across the city. Monday morning brought them to the University of New Mexico, and Lauren Handy is doing her best to hand out an informational pamphlet to pedestrians near a busy crosswalk.
We actually had someone change their mind, even up to first trimester, and this is why we're out here, change hearts and minds.
Then there's Eric DeLau. He's one of about 15 people holding signs that say, "Do you know, do you care?" next to a picture of what he says is an aborted fetus.
Do you think it's okay to kill babies, you know, U.S. citizens, with scissors through their necks and things like that? It's just not right.
DeLau adds that while his group is against abortion altogether, this week they're specifically focusing on abortions after 20 weeks, or so-called late-term abortions.
People claim to be pro-choice, but they don't really know what that choice means. People here need to know the truth of what's going on. Then they should have an opinion. Then they should be able to vote. They need to be informed. So we're here to provide that information for them.
The key word here being vote, because these protesters aren't just trying to change the hearts and minds of those considering abortions like in most cities. They're also trying to sway public opinion. A new ballot initiative called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Ordinance will ask Albuquerque voters to decide whether abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy should stay legal in the city.
We were thinking, well, what can we do here in the late-term abortion capital of the country? We have abortion through all 9 months.
Late-term abortion capital of the country is a term being thrown around a lot amongst these pro-life activists. It's referring to the fact that Albuquerque is home to one of only 4 clinics in the nation that openly performs such procedures, and that New Mexico has fewer restrictions on abortions than many other states. Albuquerque's Project Defending Life is one of the groups sponsoring the legislation. According to spokeswoman Tara Shaver, they collected over 27,000 signatures, more than double the number required by city law for an initiative to get a spot on the ballot.
we always have a hard time at the legislative level. So we thought, well, let's see what we can do in the city. And it's really fitting since we do have a late term abortion clinic.
Shaver adds that while she'd like to see abortion banned altogether in New Mexico, this is a good start.
You know, we're going to take what we can get, and this bill is very strong, and it does resonate with the hearts of the American people.
Well, not all the American people.
This is really a way to erode at women's access to abortion overall. And this is a tactic that folks are taking to try and really chip away at that.
In response to the ballot initiative, multiple women's rights groups have joined forces, creating a counter campaign called Respect ABQ Women. Adrienne Barboa is with Strong Families New Mexico, one of the effort's partner organizations.
We have gathered as community and family and women and friends to really show that we stand with New Mexican women and that we're going to respect Albuquerque's women's choices.
She says in the weeks leading up to the election, volunteers will be campaigning heavily around the city, phone banking, door knocking, and hosting a series of safe conversations to make sure voters have the information they need before heading to the polls.
We're going to use this as an opportunity to really have these conversations with our communities about the importance of keeping safe and legal abortions for the health and safety of women.
Barboa adds that the ultimate goal is to make sure the ordinance doesn't pass. And if it does, organizations like the ACLU are promising that it will be challenged in court immediately, arguing that it's unconstitutional. UNM political science professor Lana Atkison says it's tough to say which way voters will lean on Election Day, but she does expect to see both campaigns appealing to voters' emotions.
Emotion is a huge part of politics. When you create emotion with people, you know, you can create fear and anxiety, or you can create anger, and both of those emotions, you know, help to drive people to the polls.
Gone are the days when the federal government will be making large decisions on the issue. According to Atkison, the future of the abortion debate is on the local level.
There's just such gridlock in Washington. I mean, there's not going to be a constitutional, you know, amendment or something like that. I mean, that's not going to happen anytime soon. So, you know, things changing slowly. I mean, sort of like voter ID. You know, this is a state-by-state issue. This is a locality. This is a community issue.
But no matter what voters decide in November, the results will likely not settle the debate here in Albuquerque. As activists on both sides of the issue say, finding common ground is almost impossible. For Making Contact, I'm Carrie Young in Albuquerque.